everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God and King. He is good. He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. This last broadcast, we were talking about thriving. Not just in the ways you used to, but in every way of the Lord. Every way of life is good. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the Lord that many people may not know. And many people may know. I don't know, but one thing I learned about him, he likes for you to catch on. Sometimes he'll do things to see if you will be inquisitive and go the next step. Now, when Jesus was in the boat asleep and the waves were raging, and the disciples thought that they were going to die, and they got in panic mode, and they woke him up. When they woke him up, he acted like he wanted them to do what they saw him doing. He wanted them to catch on to something greater. Everything that God is that way. We saw it when he had Adam to name all the animals. Adam had authority over the animals, so it was his responsibility to give them a name. They didn't have a name until he named it. And Adam did this, and he kept seeing the same pattern. Every male had a female. And he noticed that he didn't have a female. And then God put him to sleep, took a rib out, and made him a wonderful female, a mate fit for him. There was no mate fit for him. And now he has a mate fit for him. So he's complete. See, wonderful things happen when you are inquisitive. If you look around you and do what everybody else is doing, and that's all you expect, you're missing out. But when you follow God, and the more you follow God, the more you'll find that there's more to be inquisitive about. And when you're inquisitive about it, then the Lord can present you with something much greater. But you have to keep on yielding to the Lord. If you stop yielding to Him, you stop in the process. You have to keep on yielding to the Lord. Every day, present yourself a living sacrifice. That's the best way I know to describe it. What you're doing, you're writing God a blank check. Jesus wrote us a blank check. He did it in parables. The parable of the, remember the parable of the man that got, he was wounded. And then the priest came by and left him out there. The prophet, you know, they came by, they left him out there. They walked around him and kept going. And, you know, the Pharisee, they'll walk a little faster. They left the man out there half dead. But the Good Samaritan, that's the name of the parable. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan came and helped the man out, bound his wounds, took him to where he could get help. Now watch this. He left him at the hotel and paid his bill. He said, I got to take a day's journey. And when I get back, I'll pay whatever else you need to help this man get better. All right. So he went a day's journey. That meant he went 2 days' journey. When he came back, he was going to pay for whatever the man needed while he fell among thieves and they beat him up, took his money, and hurt his body. So he had to heal up. So he was going to pay for his food and medication and his lodging. Well, Jesus did the same thing for us. He's been gone 2,000 years. And he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth and help us out, whatever we need. He wrote us a blank check. Now, if you decide of your own free will to write God a blank check, that's what I mean by presenting yourself a living sacrifice. Not just with money, not just with tithes and offerings. I'm talking about with you, with everything, with your time, your talents, your power, your understanding. Even though it's not by might, nor by power, nor by strength, when we yield our might and our power and our strength to the Lord, then you're going to do labor and you're going to sow seeds. And the Lord will guide you to fulfill and supply needs that are out there, just like the Good Samaritan did. And you're going to love it. A lot of people are afraid to serve. And that's what we're called to do. That's what we are. If I was a very wealthy man, I would still want to serve. Even if I could pay somebody to do it for me, I want to do it myself. I love God and I love man, and I want to go out there and do something to help people. So the more I loved people, the more I wanted to help them. And I had to get a few things straight, things that I didn't understand well. One of them was, like I mentioned in the last broadcast, just like many Christian businessmen and Christians that write books, they want to give it away. They get the copies made, then they give them away instead of selling them. It costs money to print books. I do want to give away, I don't really want to sell books, I want to give away information. Jesus said, freely I've given you, freely give. And I found a way to do it. I can write the writings that God gives me and post them on the internet and people can receive them. There's no money requirement. You don't have to give an offering or anything. But you're welcome to give an offering. And I pay for it. I work on the side to pay for this. It takes time and effort to do it, but I don't mind. And if people help me, I'll do more. If they really pay me, I'll do even more. But sometimes people are so focused on their own lives, they don't do that. And some people are in a predicament themselves and they can't. And that's why it's free. I don't want somebody to say, well, the book costs $5. I don't have $5. I just won't buy it. No, you need to get the information. Please get the information and use it in life. You're going to prosper. And when you prosper, then if you want to give, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. I want to see lives change. That's what's important. There are people on the earth, they are in all kind of financial ruins, and they need knowledge. It's good if they can pay for it, then that's good. It'll help somebody who can't help themselves. But there are people out there about to commit suicide, for instance. And if they had the right information, they wouldn't blow their brains out. And that, I'm not going to charge a man that he's about to blow his brains out. The things that God has given me is to help. All the audio files and the writings and everything I can do, the radio broadcast, I wanted to help people not blow their brains out in this mean world. I am rich. I'm going to live forever. I have spiritual wealth on my life. Now, I'm not rich financially. I can't go to the bank and take out $10,000 or $1 million. Unless I borrow. And I'm not going to borrow. But I don't have money in accounts like that. And I don't have overseas accounts and things like other wealthy people have. But I'm spiritually wealthy because I obey God. I'm going to live forever. My time on earth is short because the Lord's about to return. And even if I was wealthy and rich in finances, it wouldn't mean much because the Lord's coming back. What's important to me now is taking as many folks with me as I possibly can. And I present myself a living sacrifice so I can do better and better. It's always room for greater. If you yield something, whatever you yield to the Lord, He can use it. He can take what you give Him and bless it and multiply it back to you. Even with souls. Even with your ability to win souls. I had the Lord to tell me once, he said, you have much spiritual wealth on your life. You need to ask me for something. And this is what happened. I said, Lord, this is what I want you to do. I know you, I got spiritual wealth on my life, and I know I can receive a lot of money for this. But what's important to me is that I want you to help me win more souls. If you'll help me win more souls, that's what I want. Because a new car and all these things, if I had the money, I'd buy me a new car. I don't have the cash for it. And I don't want to get in any more debt than I'm already in. I got a good truck, and I built the engine in it. It's a 97 Dakota. I love it. I'm satisfied. But I want to win souls. That's what's important today. I can't take this truck to heaven with me, but I can take you with me. And you're more important than this wonderful truck I drive. And I desire a Mustang or either a Charger, but that'll just have to wait. When I get to heaven, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to have whatever I want. And I have plenty of time to make whatever I want. And it's too much to enjoy anyway. We are rich in him. I'm complete in him. Now, Adam was complete when God made Eve, but now we're complete in him. We have Jesus. If you're not married, you're still complete in him. What you're going to have to do is yield to the Lord. And whatever God put forth before you, if you can trust him, you can grow greater. You can do things you don't know you can do. You can walk in faith in areas you don't realize. The only way you're going to find out is to be inquisitive and seek the Lord out. Whatever he brings to you, put that on your top. That's what I do. Put that on your top shelf. Be faithful. Be courageous. This is how you thrive. You're going to actually have to get used to not surviving. You're going to have, as you grow, just like a man that starts working, and then he gets a raise and another one. Then he finishes college and he starts making three times as much money. Now he still has the survival habit. You can live in a survival habit and never increase in your mind. And I've seen people, they are wealthy and they drive the same old car that they should have gotten rid of. They didn't rebuild the engine like I did. This is a very old truck. I mean, it's over 20 years old. And most people don't want to drive a truck like that that's old. But it runs good because I built the engine and I painted it. It works good. I can go anywhere I want to go. But the thing is, when you increase, you have to leave behind the survival mentality. Have the heart to survive if you have to. But you have to adapt to thriving. And it's the same thing with just like Peter's thunder raging waves. You didn't hear about Peter being in a boat wreck or bad weather after that. He knew what to do. Now, Paul was in a shipwreck. He didn't know he had authority. He may not have known that he had authority over the wind and the sea. Every Christian has authority, but most people don't know that. I have rebuked tornadoes and thunderstorms, raging winds. I got a tree that's half dead in my yard. And just last week, the tornadoes came through Alabama. And that they were moving that tree. That wind had started raging and started moving the tree back and forth. And I hadn't gotten it cut down yet. So I just said, peace be still. And it stopped. About 30 minutes later, it did it again. I guess winds were coming from the other side. And it reached the tree, and I said, peace be still. And it did it again. Every Christian can do this. Anybody. But you'll never know it unless you do it. Thriving is better than surviving. We're not at the mercy of the wind. God put Adam, his authority ranges over all the earth, the weather, the animals. If you're in an earthquake prone place, you can say, ground be stable, stay stable. And it'll have to obey you. Everything has ears. When you speak, that's the law. Your authority goes. If you believe it, if you don't believe it, it don't work. Then Satan will go in the courts of heaven and say, well, he don't have faith for that. And the wind will keep raging. And the war, if you look at it, but if you look into the Lord, you'll get used to using your authority. We have to make the jump. We have to start thriving. I mean, we can. You don't have to, but if you want to see the greater things, you're going to have to trust God with whatever you trust God with. That's where you're going to thrive. But if you trust yourself, you're closer to survival mode. And some people thrive in different areas of their life. They have success partially. But if we keep following God, we'll have full success, good success in every way. And we won't just thrive. We'll go forward. We'll help other people thrive. And thriving, my friend, is better. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. And you're not on trial. I'm not ashamed of being in survival mode. That's all I know. And I'm not ashamed of anybody in any condition they're in. I just love people. I'm just saying that there's a better way to do everything. Keep gaining ground. We're not in competition. But see, if you do better, I do better. When your life gets stronger, mine does too, because we're one body. And that's the way it is. God loves you. He loves you so much, even if you don't get nothing right. He loves you. Even if when people don't get saved, God still loves them. He don't require anything from us. But you gotta get out of trouble by your faith. That's just the way it is. But when you do, you activate God and he will help you. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is Lord and he's returning soon.